Okay, is there any prayer requests this morning that you might have before we go to the Lord in prayer?
My mom's knee.
Oh, yeah. And the Roar Boys' mom, too. Let's pray for her. Mother Fields is good. Pray for Monica. Any others? So we ask Brother David, would you lead us in prayer?
Father, we come before you this morning. We thank you again for your goodness and your mercy. We just ask your blessing upon us this morning as we meet together. You, Monica, Father, help us do better. Lord, we with Debbie and her community, Father. Lord, we also pray for Andy, Father. Again, we thank you. Help us to do your will in Jesus' name.
All right. Welcome to singing school. Which one should we begin with? How about we praise thee, O God? 16. And then after this, I'm just going to look for selections from you this morning. Whichever one you'd like us to sing, see if we don't get too many suggestions at once. Okay?
Revive us, O God.
prophets, I'm going to revive us again, oh Lord, in the midst of the years. Some of us are middle-aged. In the midst of the years, we kind of need to be revived. Who's next? What number?
17.
Right across the page. Remember, to the tune of Eternal Father, strong to save. That's the tune, but here we have When Gathering Clouds. Those other words, Eternal Father, strong to save, whose power can bind a restless wave. It's a British song praying for our ships as we go over the seas, bringing in riches for our country. It's a very, very patriotic song for Britain. And even if it was a patriotic song for our country, we'd kind of shy away from it, wouldn't we? Because we have another country to sing about. And let's sing about that country. Okay, with no sharps or flats, what key do we get? No sharps or flats? Key, whether it's D,
C,
very good.
When gathering crowds around, I hear it is our dark and friends are here.
Lord, do the sin I would not.
Who else has one for us?
41.
41. That's a good one. I was thinking about it for this morning.
One more quarter,
or how much of the previous note?
A
always half the value of the previous memory.
Adding half the batteries.
Yeah.
To the existing memory.
Yeah, exactly. We're adding, that's a better way to say it. Adding an extra half value to the existing value of that note. In other words, half note, oh, we gotta do another half yet. That makes three quarters.
Makes sense.
Who's next?
34.
34?
135.
35? All right. Oh, Mark the Herald Ways of Sin. Who wrote it?
Charles Wesley.
Yes. Do you know the pitch? The G?
Key of G?
Yes! Very good. She just learned to take the exam. She knows.
Hail in
Tell something, something that Brother David said last week in his sermon. Then I thought about how he said that a lot of people think they know what the cross is, but they don't. They don't know. That's because they don't know anything about it. And he said some people say that the cross is following Christ, but that's a real, real blessing. And then I thought about, he talked about how the cross is something in an individual person's life, and they know what their cross is. It's something that they're going through, and it's not something that anyone else can just nail down and say, this is the cross, because there's many different crosses for different people.
I thought about where he said that. He pointed out the verse in James where it says true religion is to visit the orphans and widows in their affliction, and how he pointed out how that's true religion, and how that some people are too religious to get their hands dirty. But then he, yeah, so that's And he pointed out that verse and talked about it.
I thought about how he said that if we, when we see all the evil in the world, we shouldn't blame God, but remember that He put us in this world to be a light for the rest of the world. And if we quit and shy away, then there will be no more light in the world.
Another thing he said was that there are people in this world that we might not be doing everything that we think they should be, but they're really pleasing the Lord. They're being a light in this world. And also that we need to go into the world and be the light that us as Christians have our responsibility is to be, and get our hands dirty and be a light in this dark world.
He mentioned how we are an example to the world of a good God. We're representing the idea of a good God that who's merciful and loving, and that really struck me, because I realized how proud and selfish I can be sometimes, or a lot of times, just in my basic dealings throughout the day, you know, and then to think that people have helped me, they've helped me and given up their time and for me, and here I am acting so selfishly, and I'm supposed to be an example of God, you know. It's kind of it's a challenging thought to me that we are an example of a good God. If we're no better, if we can't be any better than the world that's supposedly in darkness, then how are we going to be the light, you know? So I just, the thought challenged me to continue pursuing the right attitude when I'm going about my work or whatever I'm doing.
I was thinking about where he said, pure and undefiled religion is this, to keep oneself, or to visit the orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself unseen by the world. And some people may try to be holy and not stain their holy self or get messed up by being around a bunch of sinners or something, but that would be contradicting the first part of that verse where you're supposed to help the widows and orphans in their distress, and you should help all those around you who are in darkness, but without going their own path.
I thought about the verse that he brought out about you are the salt of the earth, and if the salt loses its savor, it'll be thrown out and trodden under the foot of man. I just thought, well, I need to work on making sure that I don't lose my saltiness, just make sure and be the light of the world and help people when I need to.
He told a story about the man that thought he could get by with cutting his cross, cutting pieces off because it was too heavy, but then here he, in the end, he couldn't get by with it and he drowned.
Last week he talked about people say, "Why, if God's so good, why is there so much sin in the world?" Well, it's not God that caused the sin, and He's told us to be the light of the world, so we need to go and do the right thing ourselves.
What stuck out to me is a true Christian doesn't just ain't stuck up all the time, just don't help anybody with anything. When Jesus was on the earth, He didn't care about anything. If they had a disease or something, He'd feel it's forbidden to go there, He would go and heal them and help them. And I just need to be more like that, just help, be more willing to help people and stuff.
I thought about the story of the man carrying the cross, and every time how the burden got heavy, he'd cut a little piece off of it. And when they got to the river, his cross is too short to get across the river. And same way in Christianity, if your burden gets heavy and stuff, and then you would say, well, I not do this, it's not really right, but it's not really wrong. You cut a little bit off, and when you get to heaven, when you get to the gates, he said, well, you did this, and you cut off a little bit too much of your load, and now you can't get in.
He said, if we're not a good example to this world, there will be no good in it anymore. So, and we each have our own job, what God has given us, and if we do it and keep right on doing it, then the world can be saved.
Jesus came into the world and was a light to the world, and we need to follow his example and be a light to the world.
Your trust is not following Jesus. It's the things that happen to you because you follow Jesus.
For next week, bring a story either out of the book or out of the Bible. Of either a man that had honor and did what was right, even when times got tough, or a man when times got tough, quit doing what was right because it got a little too hard. Bring a story, either or. Of a man who kept his honor.